Some of you might have caught Mayor Bloomberg's interview with David Letterman this week. Letterman asked the mayor, "So how'd you get so darn rich?" And Mr. Bloomberg responded, "I was lucky enough to get fired." He described how he was working on Wall Street after his employers let him go, and he started his own enterprise, which became a huge multinational conglomerate that made Michael Bloomberg one of the wealthiest people in the world. It was interesting to me that he traced his success to the day that he was fired. The pivotal event for him was the very day that many people might think was the day of his greatest failure, the day that his employers let him go. The mayor's experiences track many other experiences of people in life. What may seem initially to be a disappointment often turns out to be a gift. What looks like a dead end often becomes the beginning of a new path. What looks like the end of the road might become an opportunity for starting over. What is perceived as the last word is simply an opportunity for recreation, a chance to reinvent yourself, a new opportunity that you might not have seized had someone not pushed you there. Being pushed out, or at least pushed to succeed, is often the critical dynamic. If we are too comfortable, we feel no urgency for creation, recreation, and reinvention. We need to be pushed. As the Talmud clarifies, if the dove that was sent by Noah had actually found dry land, it would have never returned to the ark. It would have simply rested there. It's a perfect message for this week. Life is not about going from beginning to end in an unbroken chain of events. Rather, life is often about starting over. To live a good life, a successful life, and a complete life is to seize every opportunity for reinvention and recreation. And even what we might call success is what Churchill termed going from failure to failure without loss of enthusiasm. Everything about this season speaks about recreation, regeneration, and reinvention, that life is about continual renewal. The Jewish holiday season is over. We have completed the penitent month of Elul. We have observed Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret, and Simchat Torah. We have begun a new year. We have completed another cycle of Jewish life. This week we start over. We have completed reading the last word of the last book of the Torah, the book of Deuteronomy, on Simchat Torah, and this Shabbat we begin all over again with the reading in the book of Genesis. Finishing the Torah is not the central point. Starting again is the key dynamic. If every year you start again, then in reality, you never really finish. You're not engaged in, say, reading a novel that has a beginning and has an end, and when you reach the end, you finish the novel and you put it down. If every year you start all over again, then the point is not to finish. The point is to start again in a never-ending cycle, the cycle of history and the cycle of life itself. So in a very real sense, the opening chapters of the book of Genesis are not about creation. Rather, they are about recreation. We have the opportunity to breathe new life into reality and acquire new perspectives on our lives. According to many of our greatest commentators, this is precisely the meaning of the opening words of the book of Genesis. Rashi, for example, the greatest of all biblical commentators, scoffed at those who read Genesis as a scientific treatise on how the world was created. He said that those who view the passage as a chronology of creation should be ashamed of themselves. He points out that even the first word, Breshit, doesn't mean what many people commonly understand as in the beginning. Rather, it means when God first began to create. The tradition speaks of many previous creations of God that apparently didn't go so well. God repeatedly tried to get it right, according to the Midrash. So when we come to the reading about this world in the book of Genesis, it was not about the first creation. Rather, it was simply about God's latest creation, the latest effort to get it right. Although it's fair to comment that one glance around the world, the state of the world hints that if this is God's effort to get it right, the less said, the better. In other words, creation wasn't a one-time event out of nothing. Genesis describes not static time, but potential. You never really finish. You just pick up and start all over again. You're never really down. When you fall down, you get back up. You never reach the end of the road. It's just a crossroads to different paths. I resonate to these thoughts because even now, at age 51, I still don't really know what I want to do when I grow up. You know, I went to rabbinical school after I got married and after I had committed to practicing law, and I often joke with my wife that I might try something new now. She never really gets the joke for some reason. She probably senses that I'm only partially kidding. There's so many things to do, so many endeavors to try. The world is so interesting, and there's so many opportunities for growth. But growth means disappointment. Recreation involves failure. If you are active and in motion, you will fall. You will endure frequent failure. Some of us might get fired and fired again. I've lived long enough to realize that those who have fallen are often much more interesting than those who are still cocksure of themselves and seek to dominate the world. Life cannot really be dominated. That perspective is for the young or for the hopelessly unredeemable. The more we live, the more we realize that we must submit to the laws of life. Loss, failure, disappointment, these are the laws of life. But the greatest beauty in life emerges from the effort to recreate. The noblest achievements are the result of the daily interaction between the individual and the world in our noble struggle to deal with adversity. Those who are most attractive to me are not the ones who seem to have everything, and everything comes so easy to them. They are born with superior potential or magnificent beauty. There is a place for these people as well. Sometimes we see such brilliance and such physical beauty that they take our breath away. I don't denigrate those who walk the red carpet in Hollywood or view the red carpet. Such a collection of magnificent physical specimens. It causes you to say, God, blessed be the Almighty God who has created such beauty. But for me, I'm just saying for me, those who are most attractive are the ones who have been dusted up a bit. They bear some scars. They've fallen and gotten up and fallen and gotten up again. When I was young, we lived in Bethesda, Maryland, and we had an annual ritual to view the cherry trees every spring in Washington. You've all seen that? Have you been to that? That's worth going to. Back then, of course, I thought that the cherry blossom in full bloom was the most beautiful part of the tree's life cycle. Now, for me, and I'm just saying for me, the most beautiful part in the year-long is the year-long anticipation of the three-week springtime blossoming. It is in the thought that the trees are preparing for recreation, regeneration, and regrowth. And the greatest pleasure is to know that that beauty is fleeting. Within a few weeks, it's gone for the year. The drama of life is at the moments of tension, when we stand at the crossroads and are not sure which path to take. The drama of life is not when we have reached the pinnacle. It is at the moment that we get off the ground. The achievement of life is not in the avoidance of tension, but in the surmounting of tension. We read in the Talmud that no person stands on the words of Torah unless he has stumbled over them. In other words, no one acquires experience in anything unless they have failed many times. Mark Twain wrote that Adam and Eve had many advantages, but the principal one is that they escaped teething. No one except the first human beings created as adults in paradise escapes teething. No one is free of blemish. No one is free of weakness, disappointment, and pain. And even those who seem to have it all, youth, brilliance, talent, beauty, it is like the cherry tree. Brief and fleeting. Get up. Start again. Reimagine. Reinvent. Recreate. Regenerate. Refresh. Renew. Every day is Genesis. Amen.